Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service with me, Will Chalk. Coming up, the crew of Artemis 2, hundreds of thousands of miles from home, re-establish communications after 40 minutes of isolation.
Houston, Integrity, comm check.
Integrity, we have you loud and clear. Tommy.
Houston, we have you the same, and it is so great to hear from Earth again.
It was all part of the plan, with the blackout triggered as they went behind the moon.
To all of you down there on Earth, we love you from the moon.
Houston copies. We'll see you on the other side.
Later in the program, Donald Trump says the Iranian people want him targeting civilian infrastructure there.
We've had numerous intercepts. Please keep bombing. Bombs that are dropping near their homes. Please keep bombing. Do it.
That's after the news.
BBC News with Chris Berrow. NASA's ground control has regained contact with the crew of the Artemis 2 mission after an expected communications blackout while they flew around the far side of the moon. The four astronauts spent the time studying the part of the moon not visible from Earth. The first voice to be heard from the Orion spacecraft was that of mission specialist Christina Cook.
Houston, we have you the same, and it is so great to hear from Earth again. To Asia, Africa, and Oceania, we are looking back at you. We hear you can look up and see the moon right now. We see you too. We will explore. We will build. We will build ships. We will construct science outposts. We will drive rovers. We will do radio astronomy. But ultimately, we will always choose Earth. We will always choose each other.
Donald Trump has said people in Iran want the United States to attack their country. Mr. Trump has given Iran until Tuesday night, US time, to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, threatening to take the country back to the Stone Age if it doesn't comply. Our North
Donald
America
Trump
correspondent
has...
David Willis has this report.
Donald Trump has made threats of this kind before, only to back down. This time, he seems more determined to follow through. The president again called on Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Trump said peace talks were continuing, but Iran has rejected a ceasefire proposal, saying it wants a permanent end to the war. In response, President Trump is threatening a wave of attacks on Iran that would, as he put it, take out the entire country.
The World Health Organization says it's suspending medical evacuations from Gaza after one of its contracted employees was killed on Monday. Reports say Israeli troops opened fire on a WHO vehicle. David Bamford has the details.
The World Health Organization has been responsible for a series of medical evacuations of severely injured Palestinian civilians from Gaza through the Rafah Gate into neighboring Egypt. But the agency's Secretary-General has now suspended future evacuations after what he called a security incident in which a WHO contract worker was killed. According to the Palestine Red Crescent, Israeli troops opened fire on a WHO vehicle in Rafah, killing the driver. Two staff members were also present, but they were unhurt.
Cuba is suffering a growing humanitarian crisis, according to the United Nations top official in the country. Francisco Pichon warned that 100,000 surgical operations had been cancelled, with many schools opening for only part of the day because of fuel shortages. Cuba's economic plight was worsened since Donald Trump threatened to impose tariffs on any country which sold oil to the island. World news from the BBC. A court in southern India has sentenced nine police officers to death for the deaths in custody of a father and son in 2020. The judge in Tamil Nadu state said the two men were stripped and ruthlessly assaulted in front of each other, describing it as a clear case of abuse of authority. They both died 2 days after being beaten, triggering outrage and widespread protests against police brutality. The officers can appeal. Residents of a small community in northern Nigeria have disputed the army's claim to have rescued 31 people from kidnappers. On Sunday, the military said Christian worshippers had been abducted during an Easter service by attackers it called terrorists, but the president of the Ariko Community Association in Kaduna State says none of the captives have yet returned home. Seven players from the Eritrean national football squad have failed to return home after playing an international match in South Africa last week. Klitsia Sala reports.
Eritrea's football team had triumphed 4-1 over Eswatini, the first time in 19 years the country has progressed to the main qualifying group stage of the Africa Cup of Nations. Preparations had been made to welcome the victorious team home, but the celebrations were cancelled when only some of the squad flew back. It's unclear where the seven missing players have gone. Rights groups say the Eritrean government is highly repressive. Citizens take part in unpaid, indefinite national service, which can involve both military service and forced labour in mines.
The managing director of a British music festival has defended the decision to book Kanye West as the headline act in July. Melvin Benn said he deserved forgiveness. Now known as Ye, the rapper released a song in praise of Adolf Hitler and sold swastika T-shirts. He's previously apologised for making anti-Semitic comments, blaming the outbursts on his bipolar disorder. That's the latest BBC News.